leading you up to first pitch. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
And cook a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
From Carilion Clinic Field here in Salem, Virginia, it's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Hi, everybody. Sam Jelinek with you here for Game 3 of 6 between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox. Right now, the series tied at a game apiece as the Shorebirds took the opener back on Tuesday, 17-10, and a bit more of a traditional game last night, 9-6, Salem picking up the victory over the Shorebirds. Last night's game, the Shorebirds were down from the jump as they trailed 2-0 after the third, 4-0 after the fourth. Cut it back to a 4-2 deficit after five and trailed 9-3 going into the top of the ninth. They ended up scoring three times and brought the tying run to the plate, but ended up falling just short as Salem held on down the stretch to pick up the victory. So the loss snapped the Shorebirds' two-game winning streak. They're now at 38-71 in the season, 17-27 here in the second half. 11.5 games back of the division-leading Fredericksburg Nationals, while the Red Sox are three games above 500 again, 56-53 overall, 21-22 in the second half, and seven games back of those Fred Nats. Starting pitching matchup tonight, it's Juan de los Santos on the mound for the Shorebirds. De los Santos 2-9 with a 4.08 ERA. Should be Edgar Portes working out of the bullpen as well, and it also looks like we should get our first look at a pitcher here from the 2022 draft class, as it sounds like Cam Weston will be hot tonight. The eighth rounder out of the University of Michigan will potentially be making his debut tonight, if not tomorrow, as well as a couple of other draft arms who are slated to go here over the next 2 days. On the mound for the Red Sox, it's Hunter Dobbins. Shorebirds have seen a lot of Dobbins this season, and Dobbins has pitched very well against the Shorebirds. Texas Tech draftee last season, Dobbins is 0-3 with a 3.83 ERA here so far this season. Well, let's go ahead, take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get you the Preston Automotive Group starting lineups here on the Shorebirds pregame show.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Perdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Welcome back to the Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek with you. Time for those Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. First for the Delmarva Shorebirds, Elio Pirano leads it off. He's out in left field. Judd Fabian bats second. He'll DH tonight. Dylan Beavers, his first start here at the Shorebirds, out in center field. He bats third. Isaac De Leon is batting fourth and playing first base, followed by Frederick Bencozme back in the Birds lineup and playing short. Michael Deson, his first start of the week. He's out in right field. He'll bat sixth. Noelbert Romero is the third baseman, batting seventh. Creed Willems, the catcher, hits eighth. And Adam Crampton slots over to second base after playing shortstop the first 2 days and bats ninth, ahead of Juan de los Santos on the mound here tonight for Delmarva. Preston Automotive Group starting lineup for the Salem Red Sox. Edinson Paulino leads it off. He is the shortstop. Eduardo Lopez, the right fielder, bats second. Rainer Bonacy, the second baseman, bats third. Chase Mydroff, the DH, hits fourth. Norberto Mexicano is the first baseman. He'll bat fifth. John Frank Salazar, the third baseman, hits sixth. Here Meredith is the left fielder, batting seventh. Matthew Donlin, the catcher, hits eighth. And Carson Semus, the center fielder, rounds it out, batting ninth, ahead of Hunter Dobbins on the mound here tonight for the Salem Red Sox. Red Sox have started to take the field, which means it's just about time for first pitch. So we'll go ahead, step aside one more time. And when we come back, we will have first pitch. This has been the Shorebirds pregame show here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Purdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Purdue, hungry for better chicken and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Couser, a bouncing ball, fair down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Here at Carilion Clinic Field in Salem, Virginia, it's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball. Welcome, everybody. Sam Jelinek with you here on a beautiful Thursday evening for Shorebirds baseball. The Birds and the Salem Red Sox getting set for game 3 of 6 here in their series. Shorebirds have split the first two games with Salem. They've won back on Tuesday. They fell last night 9-6. They'll try to reclaim the series lead tonight against Hunter Dobbins on the mound for the Salem Red Sox. Dobbins is somebody that the Shorebirds have seen quite a few times here this season. He's 0-3 with a 3.83 ERA, 8th round pick out of Texas Tech last year, making his 13th start of the season. 6'2", 185-pound right-handed pitcher. He's on the mound for Salem, and this is the defense that slots in behind him. In left field, it's Kier Meredith. Carson Semus is the center fielder out in the center. Eduardo Lopez plays right field. John Frank Salazar is the third baseman. Edinson Paulino at shortstop. Brainer Bonassi over at second. And Yorberto Mexicano plays first base, with Matthew Donlin doing the catching for Dobbins out on the mound. Salem here on Thursday night. Thirsty Thursday, they go with their Salem Beer Mongers jersey. If you haven't seen the logo, it's basically a... I'm forgetting the word, what it means to give human characteristics to an inanimate object. But anyways, it's a lifelike beer bottle, which is more than happy to serve itself up to you, fresh, frosty, and cold here on Thirsty Thursday. Carolina Blue style jerseys for Salem across the chest with navy blue sleeves, and the cap is actually tricolored. Carolina blue on the back, navy blue on the front, and a red bill, the Salem S in the front, and white pants for the home team. Shorebirds, they change up their jerseys for the third straight day. They are wearing their alternate black jersey. D-Bird logo on the left chest, orange piping up the middle with orange numbers on the back, and gray pants for the road team. Gorgeous night for baseball, like we said off the top, mid-70s. A couple clouds up above. It was a heavy rain during about 4 o'clock. The first pitch from Dobbins to Elio Prado was a chopper to first. It deflects off of Mexicano to the second baseman, Bonassi, who barehands it, fires to first, but Prado is safe, and he's aboard to lead off the game on the first pitch. So one pitch and a base runner for the Shorebirds. Prado aboard over at first. And that brings up Judd Fabian. Prado, who was out of the lineup yesterday, taking absolutely no time to get on base here to start this one. They have scored in an error, though, on Mexicano. First pitch to Fabian's, a fastball in the inside corner for strike one. As we were saying, a heavy rainfall during about 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock or so. Tarp was on the field, so no problem getting this game off and running. 0-1. Fabian swings and misses out in front of a breaking ball. It's 0-2. Fabian DHing tonight. He's 4 for 8 here at the Shorebirds so far. 1 for 4 last night with a double. Prado at first, nobody out. Top of the first. Dobbins, shoulder high set. From the stretch, he delivers. And Fabian rips it down to left center field. That's a base hit, and it splits the gap. Cut off by the left fielder, Meredith. Prado on his way to third. He's there standing. Fabian held to a single. But the Shorebirds, with back-to-back base runners to open up the game, have men at the corners and nobody out for Dylan Beavers. Fabian just continues to hit here with the Shorebirds. Now 5 for 9, which actually matches the average that Dylan Beavers is currently at. Beavers, all 5 hit singles, but he's driven in 3 and had a 3-hit game last night. Man of the corners, nobody out. Shorebirds threatening here in the top of the first. Dobbins' first pitch, and the fastball's on the outside corner. Strike one. Dobbins this season in 49 in the third innings has struck out 51 and walked just 12, giving up 51 hits. Righty comes set. Third base out of the rubber. Down the hill, the pitch. And Beavers takes just a little low. Fastball doesn't get the call. 1-1. Calling balls and strikes tonight, it's Brian Laws, his crewmate Shea Graham, out in the field. 1-1. Beavers takes a fastball on the outside corner. Ball and 2 strikes. Dobbins this season, like we said, he's seen the Shorebirds a number of times. And he's thrown exceptionally well. So far in 14 innings against the Shorebirds, he's struck out 18, walked just 1. The pitch to Beavers, he hits a liner to third, it's speared by Salazar, throw back across the diamond, and Fabian's doubled up. So after a picture-perfect start for the Shorebirds, that's just about wiped away on the line drive double play. Fabian well too far off of first, Salazar playing in line with the bag at third. Able to grab the liner at his knees. Throw across, double up Fabian. Just like that, there's 2 outs. Prado still at third. Isaac De Leon, the next batter in the first pitch. He takes breaking ball in the dirt for ball 1. De Leon hitting .234 this season. Now in his 93rd game. 8 homers, 51 driven in. Prado at third, 2 outs. Top of the first, Shorebirds trying to get on the board. Dobbins high, leg kick, the pitch, and De Leon, a mammoth swing and a miss. 0-2. Or 1-1, beg your pardon. Dobbins working quickly, comes set, his pitch. And De Leon tried to check his swing, but fouls it on the ground down the first base side. Ball and 2 strikes. Prado at third, 2 outs. Top of the first. 1-2 on De Leon the pitch, and De Leon swings and misses. Chased a breaking ball in the dirt. Donlin tags him out, and that does it for the Shorebirds here in the first. Back-to-back base runners to lead off the inning, but then nothing after as the Shorebirds strand a man aboard. On to the last of the first, it's Delmarva nothing and Salem coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care and with so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your Little League team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your Little Leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
The Shorebirds are back in town August 23rd through the 28th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Lynchburg Hillcats. On Thursday, August 25th, the Shorebirds are hosting their first ever Maryland Pride Hawaiian shirt giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction Inc. Friday, August 26th, it's a Cedric Mullins bobblehead giveaway with a special post-game fireworks show presented by Purdue. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Home half of the first, it's Delmarva nothing and Salem coming to bat for the first time against Juan de los Santos on the hill. For the Shorebirds, Delos makes the start. This is the defense behind him. It's Elio Prado in left, Dylan Beavers in center, Michael Deson in right. Ensign Paulino is currently digging into the box from the left side. It's De Los Santos, his first pitch of the game. It's just outside for ball one. Around the infield, it's Norbert Romero at third, Frederick Benkozme at short, Adam Crampton at second, and Isaac De Leon over at first. Creed Willems does the catching. 1-0. Breaking ball down the dirt. Ball two. Paulino leading it off against De Los Santos. De Los making his 21st start of the season, his 22nd appearance overall. 2-9 with a 4.08 ERA. The 2-0 fastball is inside for ball three. 79 in the third innings for De Los Santos. He struck out 83 and walked 37. His 3-0 fastball is up and away. Ball four. And a less than ideal start for De Los Santos. He walks Paulino on four pitches. His last time out, De Los Santos only walked one batter over four shutout innings. That was last Friday night against the Carolina Mudcats. He combined with Yaki Rivera on a one-hit shutout. Probably the best pitched game I've seen this season for the Shorebirds. And at first, nobody out. Here's Eduardo Lopez, first pitch. Fastball misses outside for ball one. So five straight out of the zone for De Los Santos to start out his night. 6'3", 250-pound righty. Comes set at the letters. First base side of the rubber in the pitch. It's outside for ball two. Six straight out of the strike zone for De Los Santos. De Los now 20 years old out of San Cristobal in the DR. Faces Eduardo Lopez, switch hitter, bats left. Paulino at first, here's the pitch. And fastball, can't get the call, just off the outside corner. And De Los Santos, seven straight out of the strike zone to start out his night. Lopez hitting .236, four homers, 21 driven in. Here's the pitch. And the fastball is down the middle. De Los Santos finally into the strike zone tonight. 3-1. For whatever reason, De Los Santos has really struggled on the road this season. At home, he's 1-5, albeit De Los' record doesn't indicate how good he is. 3-1. It's outside ball four. Back-to-back walks to start off Juan De Los Santos' start. But Dale Lewis with an ERA of 2.27 at home. While on the road, he has an ERA of 5.90. He's actually thrown as many innings at home as he has on the road due to how ineffective he's been on the road. 39 and two-thirds innings in both spots. So two on, nobody out, and Brainerd Bonacy, the batter. Switch hitter bats from the left side in the first pitch. Fastball is on the outside corner for strike one. Bonacy was 0 for 3 last night. He did walk twice, hitting 262, 4 homers, 43 driven in. 0-1. Bonacy swings, hits it in the air, foul ground, third base side, but that slice is out of play. No balls, two strikes, so a good bounce back for Dave Lewis after walking the first two. He jumps right ahead of Bonacy. No balls, two strikes. On deck, Chase Mydroff, cleanup man. No score for now, last the first. First and second, nobody out. 0-2. Bonacy takes a breaking ball down and in. Nice block by Willems. Keeps the runners at bay. 1-2. No breeze to speak of here from Salem. The flag out in center field, absolutely still. Under overcast skies with the sun still peeking in, providing some shadows on the infield. 1-2. Bonacy, a chopper foul off the Shorebirds' dugout first base side. 1-2. De Los Santos has thrown a couple of times here in Salem. He had a two-start week against them when Delmarva ventured here to Carilion Clinic Field earlier this season. It was not a good week for Delos. He allowed 9 runs over 4 1/3 innings. 1-2 still on Bonacy. De Los Santos, a high set. Here's the pitch. And the changeup misses down and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Shorebirds put the first two on in their half of the first. Came away with nothing. And De Los Santos do the same to Salem. Two on, nobody out. And the 2-2 to Brainerd Bonacy. He swings and hits it out of play, left field side. And the battle continues. Still 2-2 on Bonacy. Here's the pitch. And Bonacy takes just outside. Ball 3, 96 from De Los. He's really digging deep into the tank here in the first. I think he's starting to recognize that if he can't minimize the damage here in the first inning, especially with where his pitch count currently is, already encroaching on 20, could have very short outing. 3-2 pitch. Bonacy takes outside, ball 4, and De Los Santos has walked the first 3 that he's seen tonight. Bases loaded, nobody out, and Edgar Portes, who is supposed to come in after De Los Santos, had been in the Shorebirds dugout. He's now jogging out to the Shorebirds bullpen, presumably to get warm. Creed Willems, Noelbert Romero join De Los Santos out on the mound to try to figure out what's eating the big man. Strike zone has been relatively small, but at the same time, a lot of De Los Santos' misses haven't been particularly close. Base is loaded, nobody out, and the cleanup man, Chase Mydroff, the next batter. Corners play even with their bases. Middle infield's back. No score for now, bottom of the first. First pitch to Mydroff. He takes a fastball down the middle. Strike one. Mizroth was perfect last night, 3-for-3. He's also hit by a pitch and walked. 0-1. Fastball is way outside, 1-1. Mizroth from the right side, he's hitting .381 with the Red Sox through six games. That's 8-for-21. 1-1. Mizroth checks his swing on a pitch up and in. He only took off his helmet. And De Los Santos is back behind the count now, 2-1. No score, last of the first. Nobody out, and the base is loaded for Salem. 2-1. Mizroth, a foul tip held on to by Willems. Two balls, two strikes. De Los Santos trying to dig himself out of this ditch that he's currently transfixed in. Bases loaded, nobody out. 2-2 on Mizroth. The kick and the pitch. Mizroth just gets a piece of it. Sends it to the backstop. Good breaking ball down and away. De Los Santos already at 22 pitches here in the first inning. Hasn't even gotten out. 2-2 on Mizroth. Base is juiced, nobody out. The pitch. And Mizroth swings and misses. And the climb back for Juan De Los Santos starts now. He strikes out Mizroth. One gone here in the first. Bases stay loaded. And we stay scoreless. That brings up your Roberto Mexicano. Playing first base tonight, typically a catcher for the Red Sox. Mexicano hitting .274 this season, four homers, 28 driven in. First pitch. Misses outside with a fastball. Ball one. Mexicano crowns the plate from the right side, square stance. De Los Santos, shoulder high, sent the pitch. And the fastball down and away. Nowhere close. 2-0. Mexicano last played on Tuesday. He went 0-for-4 that night with a walk. Base is loaded, one out. And the 2-0 pitch. Mexicano swings and misses. De Los just back to the fastball in 96. 2-1. Paulino at third, Lopez at second, Bonassi at first. One out. 2-1. Mexicano swings, hits it in the air, deep down the right field line. Beavers on the run, that's a fair. Oh my goodness, are they calling that foul? Oh no. My goodness, Brian Laws, the home plate umpire, called it, and he's saying it's foul. Oh man, that was clearly a fair ball, and the Shorebirds just got a humongous break. That should have been a two-run, if not bases-clearing double. And Luke Montz will come down from the third base coach's box to talk with Laws about what he saw there. But man, that was pretty clearly a fair ball. And there's not much Montz can do about it. Doesn't get angry. Asks for an appeal, but that's not an appealable play. My goodness. Shorebirds just caught the break of all breaks. A brutal blown call for Brian Laws. And instead, it's now 2-2 on Mexicano. Can De Los Santos take advantage of the pitch? Mexicano swings and fouls it out of play. This time for real. 2-2. I mean, when I say that was clearly a fair ball, Beavers, who was in fair territory, or rather DeSone, who was in fair territory, was reaching for that baseball. And he wasn't even across the line yet. 2-2. Mexicano checks his swing. Pitch misses down and away. And the count's full. The only way that call ends up mattering is if De Los Santos can get Mexicano here. Pace is loaded, one out. Bomb of the first. No score for now. Infield back playing for two. The 3-2. Mexicano swings and rolls it foul, third base side. Three balls, two strikes. I'm just still trying to come to grips with how that call was missed. No chalk, no nothing. 3-2. Mexicano takes down and away, ball four. And even after the blown call, De Los Santos still gives up a run. His fourth walk of the inning forces in a run. And Salem 1, Delmarva nothing here in the first. Base is still loaded, one out. And that brings up Jean-Frank Salazar. And pitching coach Joe Hommacher is going to make a stroll out to the mound. So it's Salem 1, Delmarva nothing, but it certainly could and should be worse. Mexicano's high drive down the right field line landed on the grass in fair territory. Brian Laws said it was a foul ball. I mean, it was fair by a couple of feet. DeZone even picked up the baseball and played it back in normally, not knowing what the call was, because he knew where it landed. Wasn't a question. Salem gets on the board anyway after De Los Santos walks Mexicano, his fourth free pass of the inning. That ties a season and career high for De Los. Fifth time this year he's walked four in an outing. First pitch to Salazar. He swings and misses through a fastball inside. Strike one. Shorebirds would sure love inning-ending double play. They hit into one in the top of the first. De Los Santos trying to coax one here out of Salazar, the pitch. Swing and a miss, way late on the heater again. 96, thrown right by him. Salazar is 8 for his first 23 with the Red Sox. 7 of those 8 hits are singles, 1 double. No homers, 4 driven in. 19 years old. 0-2. He swings, hits it off the hands in the air down the right field line. That'll be out of play. Still 0-2. And I'm going to take a guess and that at every chance that the Salem crowd has the rest of the way to possibly razz Brian Laws about any other fair foul call, they'll take the opportunity. 0-2 on Salazar. It's 1-0 Salem, bottom of the first. The base is still loaded. 0-2. Salazar swings. It's a little number back to the mound. De Los Santos grabs it, fires to the plate, and airmails it to the backstop. One run scores. Here comes Bonassi. He scores, and it's 3-0 Salem here in the first. Mexicano ends up at third. Up to second goes Salazar in the error. And the Red Sox lead at 3-0 here in the first, and that's going to be it for Juan De Los Santos. Absolutely done in by himself. Salem still without a hit. Has plated 3 runs on 4 walks and an error. It's a tech net call to the bullpen. Edgar Portes should be the one coming on. We'll be back in a minute. Salem 3, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. still in the bottom of the first. It's Salem 3, Delmarva nothing. And we have a TechNet called bullpen. Edgar Portes replacing Juan de los Santos. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Professional repair shop near you. De los Santos gets just one out. Struck out Chase Meidroff. Walks four, commits an error. Doesn't allow a hit. But Salem plates three runs. And the two runners on, still his responsibility at second and third. So Edgar Portes comes on, and he'll try to quell the damage here. And now the Shorebirds are really in a bind. Like I said during the pregame show, the only one of the draft guys who, as far as I'm aware, is hot tonight would be Cam Weston. I think Keegan Gillis might be ready. But for now, Portes is going to have to go with at least 5 innings. Portes, right-handed pitcher, is 0-5 with an ERA at an even 6. 6'3", 180-pound righty. Infield comes in for Keir Meredith. Second and third, one out. Portes from the stretch of the pitch. And Meredith swings and misses through a fastball. Strike one. Portes, his last time out was on the 14th against Carolina. Through three innings. Allowed a run on three hits, two walks, four strikeouts. 0-1. Meredith takes a fastball inside. One ball, one strike. Meredith, a left-handed batter. One homer, 20 driven in. He's hitting 258, but with a 414 on base percentage. 1-1. Fastball misses inside for ball two. De Los Santos, by the end of his outing, 35 pitches, 17 strikes, 18 balls. To one. Meredith takes outside for ball three, and it's not too much different for Edgar Portes straight away out of the bullpen. Portes on the year, 45 innings. He's walked 28, struck out 41. Allowed 45 hits. Second and third, one out. Still in the first, the pitch. And Meredith takes on the outside corner. Three balls, two strikes. Salem up three here in the bottom of the first. Still threatening. Infield in, second and third, one out. The 3-2. And Meredith takes outside, ball four. Fifth walk of the inning issued by Shorebirds pitching. This one reloads the bases for the catcher, Matthew Donlin. First start this week for Donlin, undrafted free agent out of the University of Connecticut. Right-handed batter, the first pitch. He swings, hits it high in the air, out to right center field. Beavers chasing after. The center fielder gets under it in the gap, makes the catch. Tagging from third, coming home to score Mexicano, and everybody else tags and advances as well. Over to third goes Salazar. Meredith goes to second. And Donlin, a sac fly and RBI, makes it 4-0 Red Sox here in the first. For Donlin, that's his first RBI of the season. First career RBI, in fact. So Salazar at third, Meredith at second, and the first pitch to Carson Semus. This is down and in for ball one. Semus hitting 181, one homer, 19 driven in. Second and third, two outs. Portes the pitch home. And the fastball misses high for ball two. To this point in the inning, Salem still without a hit. There's only been two balls put in play. Fielder's choice for Salazar, which resulted in an error. And then Donlin sac fly. 2-0. Semus takes on the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Shadows now cover the entire infield, most of the outfield. Only Beavers in center and Sunshine. 2-0. Seamus swings and fouls it back. Check that. That was the 2-1. Fouls it back anyway. It's 2-2. Two and two on Carson Seamus. Two in scoring position, two outs in the first. Cortez fires home, and Seamus just gets a piece of it. Rolls it to the backstop. Stays alive. Seamus open stance. Not too much bend in the knees. The 2-2. He swings, barrels one up to deep right center. Beavers on the run. He's got a beat on it. He's under it. And he puts it away for the final out here in the first. Salem sends 9 to the plate. They don't get a hit, but they walk 5 times, force an error. Sack fly as well, and they played 4. On to the second. It's Salem 4, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the second, it's Salem 4, Delmarva nothing. Red Sox score 4 runs without the benefit of a hit. And Frederick Bencozme leads it off for the Shorebirds here in the second. 5-6-7 due up against Hunter Dobbins. It's a tale of 2 first innings as far as taking advantage. Shorebirds put the first 2 on to begin the first, and the first pitch to Frederick Bencozme is a fastball down the middle. Strike 1. Then a line drive double play and a strikeout ended that threat. So Hunter Dobbins back to work is 0-1. Bencozme in front of a breaking ball lines it foul first base side. It's 0-2. The Shorebirds will try to dig out from another deficit here tonight. Down 4 early. And Bencozme calls time and steps out. Frederick out of the lineup last night. He was 1-for-3 back on Tuesday. Hitting 349 this season. The pitch. Breaking ball is down low. Ball and 2 strikes. Dobbins the wind in the pitch. Bencozme a chopper down the first baseline. It scoots right by Mexicano and on into the outfield. Cutting off the right fielder Lopez. He'll hold Bencozme to a single. And the Shorebirds with another base hit here to open the second. Already the second hit of the game for the Birds. Mexicano at first has looked trying to find the polite way to put this. He's looked a bit skittish. Definitely not his natural position. First pitch to Michael Deson. He swings and fouls it back for strike 1. Always tough with catchers trying to find a different position on the field, especially for somebody like Mexicano, who is so good offensively. Keeping his bat in the lineup is top of mind for Luke Mons, Red Sox manager. But he has definitely looked bit inexperienced at first to begin tonight's game. Made an error in the first. The pitch to Deson. He swings. It's a chopper back up the middle, and that sneaks on into center for a base hit. Bencozme around second. He'll stop there, dive back to the bag as Seamus throws it back in. And for the second straight inning, Shorebirds with the first two aboard. This time back-to-back singles. Ben Cosme, now DeSone. And there's runners at first and second with nobody out for Noelbert Romero. Romero, 8 homers, 38 driven in on the season. He's hitting .229. 20 years old out of Caracas, Venezuela, the pitch. Romero, a big swing and a miss. Breaking ball was up. Strike one. First and second, nobody out. Shorebirds down 4-0, top of the second. Love to get just one run out of this, the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Romero lays off, 1-1. With a four-run deficit, especially early like this, you can just chip away here and there, a run here in the second, two in the third, one in the fourth. Suddenly you're all the way back. The pitch. Romero tried to check his swing, ended up foul tipping the baseball. Held on to by Donlin. One ball, two strikes. Ben Cosme at second, DeSone at first. And Romero calls time and steps out. Red Sox with 4 runs in the first inning on 5 walks. Fielder's choice, an error, plus a sac fly. 1-2. Romero swings, drives one out to right center field. Seamus on the run. He reaches out. He can't get it. It goes to the wall. Ben Cosme around third. DeSone gets the stop sign at third with Romero standing in at second with an RBI double. And the Shorebirds with 3 straight hits here to begin the second. They're on the board at Salem 4, Delmarva 1. And that was an atrocious route by Carson Seamus out in center. He started in and then flanked up towards the right center field alley. Reached out and couldn't make the play. Now out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Nick Green. So for Romero, his 15th double of the season, his 39th RBI. Shorebirds on the board. Seamus' first step was in towards the diamond, and then after his first step, his first movement was actually in. It wasn't just that he got fooled, he got absolutely bamboozled. Now Creed Willems, infield plays back. Second and third, nobody out in the first pitch. Willems swings, hits it in the air to center, right at Seamus. He gets underneath of it, makes the catch, runners tag. DeSone from third comes in to score, but Romero at second just bluffed. He stays at second. Second straight day with a sac fly and RBI for Creed Willems. And the Shorebirds have cut their deficit in half. It's now Salem 4, Delmarva 2. For Willems, it's his 15th RBI of the season. And that brings up Adam Crampton. Runner at second, one out. Crampton, 2 for his first 8 with the Shorebirds, the pitch. Breaking ball misses outside for ball 1. 2 RBI doubles back on Tuesday. He was 0 for 3 last night with a walk and a run scored. 9th round pick out of Stanford. Right-handed batter Romero tried to take off for third and he gets picked off. Throw goes to second. Now to third. It's off the glove of Salazar and Romero is safe. It goes to the Red Sox dugout but stays in play. And Romero, thanks to the error, gets saved from getting picked off. Oh man, Romero was dead to rights. Stuck between second and third, Dobbins stepped off. Romero tried to take third, timing up Dobbins. But he was all out of whack, and Romero ends up at third safely. And I think they're going to end up scoring that just a stolen base. Whew. Romero so lucky there. 1-0. Crampton swings and misses, 1-1. Nope, they have now charged an error. I think that'll be a missed catch error on Salazar. Ball into strike on Crampton, the pitch. He swings and knocks it out of play down the right field line. Ball in 2 strikes. With the infield back here for Salem, Crampton is exactly the guy that the Shorebirds want up here. Very good bat-to-ball skills. Can he bring home Romero and make this a one-run game, the pitch? He swings and misses, breaking ball down low. Frampton unable to put the ball in play. He's down on strikes. And there's two outs here in the second. Second strikeout of the game for Dobbins. So Delmarva still down by two. Top of the second, Romero at third, and the first pitch to Elio Prado. Breaking ball that splits the middle for strike one. Prado reached on an error his first time up. The pitch. Curveball just off the outside corner. Ball and a strike. Dobbins chest high set. Down the hill the pitch, and Prado fouls it back. One ball, two strikes. Shorebirds with three straight hits to start the inning. Cut their deficit in half, the pitch. And Prado takes a cold strike three. Curveball on the inside corner. Looked like it was well off the edge. But Prado down looking, and that does it for the Shorebirds here in the second. They do score twice. No Albert Romero and RBI double. Creed Williams a sack fly. On to the last of the second. It's now Salem 4, Delmarva 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
The Shorebirds are back at Purdue Stadium this week. On Saturday, August 27th, it's a special post-game fireworks show and Go Purple Night presented by Wicomico Goes Purple, Worcester Goes Purple, and Somerset Rains Purple. Save time, buy your tickets at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
It's now Salem 4, Delmarva 2, start of the bottom of the second. Salem coming to bat against Edgar Portes. Got the final two outs in the first inning. His first pitch to Edinson Paulino is in for a called strike. Salem, four runs on no hits in the first. Shorebirds, two runs on three hits in the second inning. 0-1. Paulino swings and misses at a breaking ball down low. It's quickly 0-2. Portes came on in relief of Juan de los Santos, whose line is now final. Portes the wind and the pitch. Paulino swings and hits a high pop-up to the left side of the diamond. Shortstop Ben Cosme camping under it, and he puts it away. One hand right at his starting position for the first out here in the second. Brings up Eduardo Lopez. For the Shorebirds, this has to feel like a mini victory right now. They're down just two. They walked five batters in the first. De Los Santos walked four. He got charged with four runs, two earned. Portes the kick and the pitch to Eduardo Lopez. This is high and away with a changeup for ball one. Lopez, switch hitter, bats left. Here's the pitch. And the fastball is way inside for ball two. Only because it's very early and I can't jinx anything yet. Shorebirds, even though they've given up four runs, still haven't allowed a hit. And earlier today, down in the Dominican Summer League, 2-0, swung on and fouled back, 2-1. It was the DSL Cubs and I believe the DSL Pirates pitched dueling no-hitters, with I believe the Cubs team winning 2-0. They scored two runs in the first, and then nobody got a hit the rest of the way. There were, however, nine walks, 2-1. Swung on, foul tip, held on to by Willems, 2-2. So if you're wondering just how many runs you can allow without giving up a hit, well, you can give up two and also throw a no-hitter and lose the game. The 2-2, it's down and away for ball three. And if the Shorebirds keep this up, it won't be the first time that they've done it against Salem this year either. Or actually, the Shorebirds had it done to them. Flip the script, reverse it a little. 3-2 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to right center field. Not all too deep. Right fielder Day sewn over into the gap. He puts it away for the second out here in the second. Although the Shorebirds trailed for most of the game, they ended up winning against Salem as they scored four runs on just one hit. They didn't get their first hit until the seventh. Isaac Bologna had a two-run double. That was all the way back in May. First pitch to Brainerd Bonacy. This is down and away for ball one. Bonacy walked and scored his first time up. Switch hitter bats left. Portes the wind and the pitch. This is down and in for ball two. Red Sox 4, Shorebirds 2, home half of the second. Edgar kicks the leg, now the pitch. Fastball whittles the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. 2-1 pitch. This is outside. Three balls, one strike. On deck, Chase Mydroff. He walked, or struck out, rather, his first time up. 3-1 pitch on the way from Portes. And Bonacy drills one to deep straightaway center. Beavers racing back, reaches out, and makes a stumbling grab. He ends up crashing into the left center field fence, but it's all worth it for Dylan Beavers as he reels in the final out here in the second. A fine play by the Bird center fielder. Red Sox go down in order here in the second. On to the top of the third, it's Salem 4, Delmarva 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the third, it's Salem 4, Delmarva 2. And the first pitch from Hunter Dobbins to Judd Fabian. It's breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one. 2-3-4 to up for the Birds against Dobbins, who allowed two runs last inning. Weak swing there from Fabian, try to hold off down and away, but couldn't hold back in time. It's quickly 0-2. Fabian singled his first time up, was actually down the count then. No balls in, two strikes. 0-2 on its way from Dobbins. This time, Fabian not so lucky. Swings and misses. Breaking ball, low and outside. He's down on strikes, and there's one out here in the third. One out, nobody on. That brings up Dylan Beavers. Shorebirds being doubled up right now, 4-2, but certainly could be worse. Shorebirds walked five batters in the first. The pitch to Beavers. This is up high for ball one. And there was a brutal blown call in the first inning. Bases loaded, a drive down the right field line for Salem, the 1-0. Beavers takes a little low for ball two, and it was called a foul ball. It was pretty clearly a fair ball. There would have been extra bases and multiple runs for Salem. 2-0. Beavers swings. It's a weak grounder. Over. Oh, is that not over the first base bag? Oh, man, I thought it was. First base coach Danny Fajardo thought it was. It ended up skittering by Mexicano behind the bag. Man, I don't know about that. I guess now we're even. One for the Birds, one for the Sox as far as balls down the right field line. So 2-1 now on Beavers. Here's the pitch. Curveball floats in on the inside corner. Two balls, two strikes. 4-2 Salem, top of the third, the pitch. Beavers swings and misses. Breaking ball is left up high. He can't connect anyways. He's down on strikes. Two outs here in the third. That's five strikeouts in the game for Dobbins, and now four in a row. Brings up Isaac De Leon. He was Dobbins' first strikeout victim back in the first. First pitch. Breaking ball. Dips in at the knees for strike one. One pitch. It's on the outside corner, and Dobbins in a rhythm here. 0-2. Two outs, nobody on top of the third, the pitch. And De Leon checks his swing, but it's a called strike anyways. Fastball in the outside corner on 95, belt high. And Dobbins strikes out the side here in the third. He's punched out five in a row. Birds down in order on to the last third. It's Salem 4, Delmarva 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Home half of the third, it's Salem 4, Delmarva 2. Chase Meidroth batting for the Red Sox. Right now leading the Birds by two runs. The first pitch from Edgar Portes. Breaking ball that misses down and away for ball one. Although the rain has left a good while ago, there is a fraction of a rainbow currently up above the left center field wall. 1-0 pitch misses downstairs for ball two. Shorebirds hoping at the end of that rainbow is maybe a comeback win. And although Salem right now leading 4-2, they hope at the end of that rainbow is their first hit. Scored four runs in the first without a base hit. Edgar Portes the rock in the 2-0. Meidroth swings. It's a high drive out towards left center. Prado on the run, looks up at the wall. That baseball's gone. Apparently at the end of the rainbow, not a pot of gold, but a solo homer for Chase Meidroth. as he hits it right into the rainbow for a solo shot, the first hit of the game for the Red Sox. It's Mydroth's second home of the season, and Salem leads it 5-2 here in the third. I mean, that was literally hit right towards the end of that rainbow. And some leprechaun is wondering why a baseball ended up in his pot of gold. First pitch to Roberto Mexicano, misses down low for ball one. Mexicano walked, drove in a run his first time up. 1-0. Mexicano swings and misses 1-1. Mexicano was the batter who hit the drive down the right field line that Brian Laws said was a foul ball, and it was pretty clearly fair. 1-1. Mexicano takes up and in for ball two, and instead of a potentially two or three run double, ended up as a bases loaded walk for Mexicano. Can't imagine how ballistic he would have gone had he ended up striking out. 2-1. Mexicano, a line drive back up the middle and into center for a base hit. And Portes getting smacked around a little here to begin the third. Had a 1-2-3 second, and now a solo homer and a single here to open the third. Brings up Jean-Frank Salazar. And for better or worse, Portes is going to be asked to throw some more, and then throw a little bit more here tonight. Salazar reached on a fielder's choice his first time up. The pitch, swing and a miss, way out in front of a breaking pitch, 0-1. If Portes can get the Shorebirds to the fifth, I think that that is just about the minimum ask of him for tonight. 0-1. Salazar takes a breaking ball in the inside half. No balls, two strikes. It's now Salem 5, Delmarva 2, last of the third. Runner over at first, nobody out. Salazar the batter. Right-handed hitter, square stance, the pitch. He swings, it's a soft grounder towards short. Ben Cosme to his left field, taps the second base bag just in time in front of a sliding Mexicano. Ben Cosme tapped once, whiffed on the bag, and then finally touched second base. He was trying to look over at first to see whether or not he could get off a 6-3 double play chance, but it almost ended up without an out at all. So a fielder's choice, and that brings up Kier Meredith. Runner at first, one out. Meredith, a left-handed batter. Here's the pitch. And Meredith swings, hits it down the left field line, but that will slice out of play. Strike one. Salem 5, Delmarva 2. Home half of the third, Red Sox batting. Three-run lead for the home team. I think I'm just starting to notice it in... Wish I would have picked up on it earlier, but it's college night here in Carilion Clinic Field. Virginia Tech night in particular. Blacksburg just down the road. 0-1. Meredith swings and pops it up down the left field line. Foul ground. Third baseman Romero chases after it and just runs out of room. 0-2. But when Adam Crampton came up, I heard the band music, and I couldn't tell whether or not that was actually Stanford's fight song. But when Kier Meredith just came up, he's from Clemson, and that was Clemson's fight song. So credit where credit is due to the Salem production team going out and getting the fight songs for every one of the college guys here. And for a lot of them, it's not too long since they played college ball. Gotta make them feel right back at home. 0-2 pitch. Meredith lines it the other way. That's a fair ball down the line and headed to the left field corner. Prado cuts it off. He fires it into third. Here's the throw, and it's in time. He's able to hose Salazar at the bag. A one-hop strike from Prado in left. Luke Montz, the Red Sox third base coach and manager, visibly distraught by another bang-bang play going against the Red Sox. And I have no idea how Montz gets away from this situation without getting ejected. given how I imagine how mad he is right now. It's not just one call when it's two. And it just builds. Somehow Mons just walks away from it all. Credit to him. It's how he hasn't just absolutely erupted his and blown his lid is a mystery to me. So Salazar thrown out at third. Meredith ends up at second on the double. Matthew Donlin now the batter. Two outs here in the last of the third. It's Salem 5, Delmarva 2. Salem batting. First pitch breaking ball to Donlin is in for a called strike. Donlin, a sack fly, and RBI his first time up. Cortez from the belt looks to second, now the pitch. And Donlin swings, golfs it in the air. Deep straightaway center, Beavers back. In front of the warning track, he has room. And he puts it away for the final out here in the third. Salem gets three hits, though, adds on another run on Chase Mydroth's solo homer. On to the top of the fourth. It's Salem 5 now and Delmarva 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When we're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the early stars of tomorrow on Delmarva Today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth, it's Salem now 5, Delmarva 2, with Delmarva batting against Hunter Dobbins, who's now struck out 5 in a row, 6 total in the game. Chase Mydroth, solo homer in the last of the third for the Red Sox. First pitch, Frederick Bencozme is a called strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Extends the lead for Salem last inning, the pitch. Bencozme shows bunt and bunts it back to the screen, 0-2. Ferretti, a base hit down the right field line, his first time up, came around to score. Steps back in, down 0-2, and calls time. Bencozme is now actually a top 30 prospect in the Orioles system, at least per MLB pipeline. They have him now at number 28. Complete reshuffling with the new draft class and some new guys in the list. 0-2, Bencozme swings and misses. Pitch down and in. Dobbins strikes him out. That's now 6 in a row for Hunter Dobbins. Brings up Michael Desone. Desone singled his first time up. Some other new guys on the top 30 lists, mostly draft guys. First pitch to Desone's on the outside corner for strike one. Dylan Beavers at number 9, Max Wagner at 21, Baumler is now at 24, and Reed Trimble's at 25. 0-1's breaking ball on the outside corner to Desone. It's quickly 0-2. Dobbins the wind and the pitch. And Desone just gets a piece of it, flares it down the right field line. Out of play, still 0-2. Dobbins has struck out 6 in a row. One out, top of the fourth. The righty into his wind, here's the pitch. And Desone swings and misses. Breaking ball in the dirt, and Dobbins has struck out 7 in a row. his eighth punch out of the game. Earlier this year, Dobbins actually struck out 10. Delmarva Shorebirds over five innings. So he's on the verge of even topping that mark. Two outs, nobody on it. Noelbert Romero, the next batter. Romero, an RBI double, his first time up off of Dobbins. Ran on right, matchup the pitch, and Romero shows bunt. And Dobbins fires to the backstop. Ball one. Two outs, top of the fourth. Shorebirds trail the Red Sox 5-2. The Birds batting, now Albert Romero at the plate. Dobbins the kick and the pitch. Romero takes a breaking ball down and away. One ball, no strikes. 1-1. Or 2-0, rather. It's down to the dirt. Ball three. So Dobbins, who had struck out seven in a row, falls behind on Romero, 3-0. Takes a little bit more time. Now finally ascends back on top of the rubber. Kicks and deals the pitch. And it's outside, ball four. Dobbins walks Romero on four pitches. Snaps his streak of seven straight strikeouts. And it's a two-out base runner for Creed Willems. Willems, a sac fly in RBI, his first time up. Coming off of a two RBI game last night, he was 1-for-3 and double, as well as a sac fly. Drills the first pitch here out to deep left center. Seamus on the run. He looks up. It's off the base of the left center field wall. Romero around third. He comes in to score without a play, and it's back-to-back days for Creed Willems with an RBI double. And the Shorebirds back to within two runs. It's Salem 5, Delmarva 3 here in the fourth. Willems yesterday, 1-for-3, an RBI double, plus a sac fly, drove in two. And now today, two plate appearances, a sac fly and an RBI double. Now Adam Crampton, the nine-hole hitter. Willems at second, it's Salem 5, Delmarva 3 now. The pitch. Crampton swings and fouls it back out of play. Right field side. No balls and strike. Crampton struck out his first time up. Elio Prado, the top of the order, on deck. Here's the pitch. And Crampton swings, hits it on the ground towards short on the backhand. Paulino has it, fires to first, and retires Crampton for the final out here in the fourth. Shorebirds get a run with two outs. A walk to Romero. Willems doubles him home. And after three and a half, it's Salem 5, Delmarva 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Home half of the fourth, it's Salem 5, Delmarva 3. Sam Jelinek with you here on Thursday night from Salem, Virginia. And before the inning starts, What is the holdup? Not quite sure what that was about. Home plate umpire Brian Law stepped down. Anyways, Edgar Portes back to work for the Shorebirds. Throws to Carson Seamus, the nine-hole hitter for Salem. He swings the first pitch and pops it up. Out beyond second, second baseman Crampton calls for it and puts it away with two hands for the first out here in the fourth. Got to give credit to Portes. Since coming on, he's really helped calm this game down. Give the Shorebirds a chance to get back in it. Now trailing by two runs again, 5-3. Top of the order for the Red Sox here. Edinson Paulino leads it off. Or is standing in, better way to put it. Fastball misses outside to him for ball one. Paulino 0-for-1. He walked and scored back in the first. Shorebirds issued 5 free passes in that first inning. 1-0. This is down and away for ball two. Portes came on with one out in the first after Juan de los Santos walked 4-2-0. Paulino swings and fouls it out of play, third base side. Two balls, no strikes. Portes gave up one more run the rest of the inning. That was charged to De Los Santos. Edgar has allowed just another run since. A solo homer to Chase Mydroff leading off the third. 2-1 to Paulino. He rips it down the right field line. That's in for a base hit, and it makes its way all the way to the wall. Paulino around first. He's on his way to second. He's thinking 3, a late stop sign, though, as he darts back to the bag and holds up at second. Man, he nearly broke his ankles trying to hit the brakes and dart back to second. And he'll settle for a double here with one out in the fourth. Paulino, that's his 29th double of the season. And he has a chance to do something pretty special here. It's his 29th double. One more double and one more homer. He'll go 30-10-10. Pretty unheard mark here in minor league baseball. 30 doubles, 10 triples, 10 homers. He is at second now for Eduardo Lopez. Lopez 0-for-1. He walked and scored back in the first. Switch hitter bats left. Portes's pitch. Gets the call, outside corner at the knees. Strike one. Portes from the belt. Fires home the pitch, and the fastball is way inside. Williams has to reach across his body just to make the catch. 1-1. Way outside for ball two. Portes right now at 49 pitches. So it's not impossible to see him cover the rest of the fourth and then the fifth. He'll have to be pretty careful about how he does it. I imagine maybe 75 pitches is where he can go tonight. Man, it's second, one out. The 2-1. Swung on and popped up. Foul ground, third base side. Romero runs out of room. Lands in the seats. 2-2. Fan tried to make a catch with her hat. And today was the day that I learned that, at least in the original baseball rule book, it is actually an automatic triple should a fielder take off their cap and try to use it as a glove. Now, this is the very original baseball rule books. We're talking the 1880s here. And one of the words used to describe somebody who does something like that, inside move to second, chases Paulino back to the bag, was, I kid you not, clownish. Baseball rule book wasn't just about laying out how things worked. It was there to skewer you. Try to make a play with your hat. That's a clown move, bro. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Lopez chases and misses down the dirt. Portes, his first strikeout out of the bullpen. And there's two gone here in the fourth. They were 100 years ahead of Bryce Harper. That's a clown question, bro. Making a catch with your hat. Now, it's also known in this day and age as well that you can't throw your glove at the ball. Why I say I don't know whether or not that rule, the hat, is still in there, is because originally fielding gloves didn't exist. And I think it was thought of as unmanly to use something on your glove or to use something on your hand to deaden the blow of the baseball. Like in cricket, they don't use anything. So I think that that was part of it. Here's Brad Arbonasi, 0 for 1, walked and scored in the first. The pitch takes a strike on the outside corner for strike one. Bonasi, switch hitter, bats left. But I think that at least in the original baseball rules, they didn't want anybody to have any sort of advantage. 0-1. Curveball in the dirt for ball one. By taking off any garments and using that as a way to potentially field the baseball. Gloves weren't exactly plentiful at the time. And even over the next 30 years, teams would share gloves. Not just within the team themselves, but whoever they were playing. You'd leave the glove out in the field, and your position counterpart would use the glove themselves. 1-1. Bonasi swings, hits it in the air towards deep right center. Beavers on the run. Center fielder has a read on it and makes a stumbling catch. Not sure if he lost it the last minute, but he's able to reel it in, basically on one leg, reaching out for the final out here in the fourth. Cortez strands a runner out at second. On to the fifth. It's Salem 5, Delmarva 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and fan advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the fifth, Shorebirds still trailing the Red Sox 5-3. And the first pitch from Hunter Dobbins to Elio Prado is bounced to the backstop for ball one. Top of the order for the Shorebirds, Prado, Fabian, and Beavers down by two runs. Hunter Dobbins just ran off a string of 7 straight strikeouts. The Shorebirds stopped that. 1-0. Prado takes a fastball up and in for ball two by drawing a 2-out walk in the fourth. That was Noelbert Romero, and then Creed Willems doubled him in. 2-0 pitch. Prado takes a heater up and in. He has to dance out of the box. 3-0. Dobbins has walked just one. That was Romero last inning. There's nobody up as far as I can see in the Salem bullpen as the 3-0 is down the middle for strike one. Red Sox, or rather the Shorebirds, had to go to the bullpen after just a third of an inning. The 3-1, Prado takes high, ball four. After not walking anybody for the first three innings, Dobbins has walked now two in his past inning of work. That brings up Judd Fabian. Fabian with a base hit back in the first inning. He struck out in the third. Right-handed batter out of the University of Florida. First pitch. Fabian takes a fastball up and in for ball one. Maybe it's just my brain jumping to conclusions, and it's actually just the fact that a lot of college teams use orange. Out to the mound goes the catcher, Matthew Donlin. But Fabian, known as his batting gloves, bright orange. Quite lucky that he went to a school in Florida. Royal blue and orange. Doesn't have to swap out too many colors. Obviously, Clemson fits the mold, Oklahoma State, as well as Oregon State. So, Orioles have a lot of the major colleges covered as far as baseball talent goes. Same colorway, coming to the system, not miss a beat. 1-0 on its way to Fabian. And Judge swings, breaks his bat on a flare down the right field line. That's in for a base hit, and it careens into foul territory. Fabian around first. He's on his way to second, and he's in with a feet first slide. No throw. It's a two base hit for Judd Fabian, his third double in as many games. Prado goes first to third. And the Shorebirds now with the tying run out at second, and nobody out here in the fifth. That brings up Dylan Beavers. The Shorebirds cooking with gas here in the fifth. Second and third, nobody out. Shorebirds trailed by as many as four after just one inning. Now down by two. Two on, nobody out. The pitch. Beavers takes a breaking ball down and in. 1-0. And now the Salem bullpen begins to stir. Beavers from the left side. He's 0 for 2 today. He's lined into a double play and struck out. The pitch. Beavers swings, chops a grounder over to second, charging in for it. Bonacci, he gloves, throws to first, retires Beavers. Prado comes home to score. Fabian goes to third. And the Shorebirds down just a run now. Salem 5, Delmarva 4 here in the top of the fifth. It's an RBI for Dylan Beavers, his third of the season. Or fourth of the season. Beg your pardon. And that brings up Isaac De Leon, and the Red Sox infield plays in. Fabian at third, good speed, 1-0. 5-4 Red Sox, the pitch. De Leon takes a curveball down and away, 1-0. De Leon has struck out twice tonight. Over the past about 3 weeks, nobody has been better on this team than De Leon, the 1-0. He swings, it's a high fly ball to left center. This should be deep enough to bring home Fabian. Center fielder Seamus lines it up. He makes the catch, fires off a rocket to the plate, but Fabian well in ahead of the throw. Sack fly and RBI for Isaac De Leon, and the Shorebirds have marched all the way back. It's tied at 5 here in the top of the fifth. Sack fly RBI for De Leon, his 52nd run driven into the season. Get him on, get him over, get him in. Shorebirds do just that after the first two reach, and they've tied it at 5 here in the fifth. Now Frederick Benkozme, 2 outs, nobody on. And the fastball misses outside to him. Ball one. Dobbins nods yes to the sign, the turn, and the pitch. Benkozme takes down and in a slider. 2-0. Shorebirds 5, Salem 5, top of the fifth. 2-0. Benkozme takes a little low for ball three. Salem led 4-0 after an inning. The Shorebirds, 2 in the second, 1 in the fourth, 2 in the fifth, have now tied it up. 3-0 pitch. Benkozme takes the called strike at the top of the zone. 2-1. The pitch. Benkozme swings, foul tips it, held onto by the catcher Donlin. 3-2. Dobbins has struck out 8 tonight. He's walked 2. 3-2. Benkozme takes a called strike 3. Frederick can't believe it. He starts barking at the home plate umpire. He has to be careful here. But he's rung up on strikes, and that'll be it for the Birds here in the fifth. They score twice, though, to tie the game. Dylan Beavers, an RBI ground out. De Leon, a sack fly. Halfway home onto the last of the fifth. It's tied at 5 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information. The Shorebirds are back in town August 23rd through the 28th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Lynchburg Hillcats. On Thursday, August 25th, the Shorebirds are hosting their first ever Maryland Pride Hawaiian shirt giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Friday, August 26th, it's a Cedric Mullins bobblehead giveaway with a special post-game fireworks show presented by Purdue. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Halfway home, bottom half of the fifth, it's now Delmarva 5 and Salem 5. The Shorebirds have come back from 4-0 down to tie it. Edgar Portes back to work for the Shorebirds, pitches to Chase Meidroth. First pitch. Meidroth takes, breaking ball in the inside corner. Strike one. Meidroth homered off of Portes his last time up. He's 1-for-2 today. A one pitch. Meidroth out in front, foul tips it at the plate. That got the catcher Willems. He staggers to his feet. I think that got off the inside of his thigh. Bent over the knees a little bit and flashes a thumbs up to the dugout. Still can't feel pretty good. So 0-2 on Meidroth. Portes has very capably kept the Shorebirds in this game. He's given them just a run. He's now thrown 3 2/3 innings as well. 0-2 pitch. Meidroth, a weak chopper towards second. On the third hop, Crampton has it up the middle. Throws to first and retires Meidroth for the first out here in the fifth. Portes has struck out only one, but he's only walked one as well. He's given up 4 hits, 1 run. Because of his effort, Shorebirds have been able to mount a little comeback. Now tied at 5 after scoring 2 in the top of the inning. Sack fly for Isaac De Leon and an RBI ground out for Dylan Beavers. The pitch to Mexicano. Slider is down the middle for strike 1. Mexicano still hasn't been retired tonight. Walked home a run in the first and singled in the third. The pitch. Breaking ball way out in front of the plate. 1-1. First chance, take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Orioles playing a day game, a one-off against the Chicago Cubs in a makeup of a previously postponed game. O's rallied, but fell late, the 1-1. Mexicano, a check swing, flare down the right field line, day zone over towards the corner, makes the play. As that ball ended up almost to the warning track, Mexicano up. Sawed-off swing about three quarters, but still nearly drove it all the way out to the wall. Two outs here in the fifth. O's ended up losing the Cubs 3-2. They scored 2 in the eighth and the tying run at the on base in both eighth and ninth. Couldn't find a way to push it across. Two outs, nobody on. Here's Jean-Frank Salazar for Salem. Portes the rock and the pitch. Salazar takes a fastball down the middle for strike 1. Bowie beating up on Somerset, 8-2. Colton Cowser, his 13th homer of the season. Asheville, right now getting beat up by Aberdeen, 9-1. The pitch, Salazar fouls it back, it's 0-2. Isaac Bologna, a 2-run triple. Earlier today, Norfolk fell to Durham for the third straight game, 10-4. Two outs, nobody on. Bottom of the fifth from Salem. Shorebirds and Red Sox are tied at 5. Sox batting, and the 0-2 to Salazar. He takes outside. 1-2. Salazar has hit into a fielder's choice twice today. Right-handed hitter. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Portes the kick and the pitch. And Salazar fouls it back. Still 1-2. Cortez angled off towards the third base side. Winds and fires the 1-2, and Salazar takes down the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Time called as Cortez goes back to the mound, kicks the mud out of his spikes. Now ready to rock. Fires the 2-2, and Salazar, a ground ball up the middle. Ben Cozman, the shortstop to his left, flags it down. Throws to first. De Leon keeps his toe in the bag. Retires Salazar, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Edgar Cortez. Just what the Shorebirds needed after tying the game. On to the sixth. Salem 5, Delmarva 5, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the sixth of a good game going on late here. It's Delmarva 5 and Salem 5. The Birds coming to bat against a new arm on the mound for the Salem Red Sox. That's Luis De La Rosa here on this TechNet call to the bullpen. De La Rosa takes over for Hunter Dobbins, who goes five innings. Allows five runs on six hits, two walks. Strikes out nine. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced by a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Professional repair shop near you. So Luis De La Rosa comes on. He has a 2.75 ERA this season. Right-handed pitcher. His first pitch to Michel Desson is a one-hop screamer right to the shortstop Paulino Hukulovs and fires to first to retire Desson on one pitch here to open the sixth. Brings up Noelbert Romero, one out, nobody on. De La Rosa, 20 years old. He's 1-1 with a 2.75 ERA, making his eighth appearance out of the bullpen. Faces Romero, who's 1-for-1. RBI double, the walk, and a run scored the pitch. Fastball's on the inside corner for strike one. 19 2/3 innings, De La Rosa has struck out 23 and walked 7, giving up 15 hits. The righty deals. And Romero shoots it down the right field line, but that slices into the Birds' bullpen. 0-2. De La Rosa was a part of that three-team trade that sent Andrew Benintendi from the Red Sox to Kansas City. Also involved the Mets, who received Khalil Lee. De La Rosa, though, went from Kansas City to Boston. 0-2. Fastball way high and outside. Ball and two strikes. One, two. Romero swings and misses, breaking ball down the way. De La Rosa strikes him out, and it's quickly two outs here in the sixth. Brings up the catcher, Creed Willems. Willems, a sack fly, an RBI double today. He's one for one, driven in two. De La Rosa, dead center on the rubber, winds and fires the pitch. It's on the outside corner for strike one. De La Rosa angles himself towards the third baseline, hands together at the belt. Keeps them there as he lifts his leg, the pitch. And Willem swings and misses out in front of a changeup down and away. It's 0-2. De La Rosa saw the Shorebirds back in Salisbury about a month ago. First week of July. 0-2 pitch. Willem swings and misses another changeup. De La Rosa fools him. Back-to-back strikeouts for the Red Sox, ready to close out a 1-2-3 sixth. On to the last of the sixth, it's still tied. It's Delmarva 5, Salem 5, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Home half of the sixth, it's Delmarva 5 and Salem 5. And there's a TechNet called bullpen to tell you about for the Shorebirds. Edgar Portes is done and Cam Weston has come on here for Delmarva. Get a nationwide 2-year, 24,000-mile long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet professional repair shop near you. Humongous round of applause for Edgar Portes, not that he'll get it here on the road, but he came on with one out in the first inning and then just allowed one run over the next 4 2/3 frames when the Shorebirds absolutely needed it. He had to get the bird through the fifth, and he did, not just by getting outs, but getting quality outs and not allowing runs. First pitch from Cam Weston to Kier Meredith is a fastball in at the knees for strike one. Portes in total, 4 2/3 innings, one run, four hits, a walk, and a strikeout. 0-1 pitch to Meredith. It's on the outside corner, another heater. It's 0-2. The Weston is the first member of the Shorebirds 2022 draft class to debut on the mound. Right-handed pitcher, 6'2", 210, 0-2. Meredith reaches for it and sprays it foul, left field side. Still 0-2. Weston was drafted in the eighth round this season. Or this year, out of the University of Michigan. Amazing blue man. He'll actually turn 22 here in just about a week. On the 27th. 0-2 to Meredith. He swings, rolls it on the ground through the hole right side and on into right for a base hit. Good piece of two-strike hitting for Kier Meredith as he stays perfect on the day. He's now 2-for-2. Weston, originally from just outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Cannonsburg, went to Cannon McMillan High School, won a state championship there. This year with the Wolverines, he went 5-4 with four saves, 4.74 ERA. Struck out 92 over 81 2/3 innings. From the stretch with Meredith at first, he comes set of the belt and now deals to Matthew Donlin. And the fastball misses down and in for ball one. Weston really improved his stock going into the summer this year. He pitched with Wareham Gateman of Cape Cod League, where he went 4-0 with a 0.84 ERA. The 1-0 just off the inside corner for ball two to Donlin. 21 in the third innings, he struck out 21 and walked just 5. He was really, really good. 7 outings all out of the bullpen. 2-0 here on Donlin, though. He's 0-1 with the sack fly. Here's the pitch. He swings and fouls it out of play, right field side. 2 balls and a strike. Shorebirds, 5 runs, 5 hits. Or 5 runs, 6 hits, rather. 1 error. Red Sox, 5 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors here in the last of the 6th. Go ahead, run it first for Salem. Nobody out. The pitch. Donlin swings, gets under another one, out towards right center. Center fielder Beavers maneuvers over. He calls for it, and he makes the grab for the first out here in the 6th. Brings up the center fielder, Carson Seamus. Seamus batting 9th. He's flying to center and popped out to second. First pitch. Seamus swings and misses, breaking ball down the dirt. Strike one. And I have this fun fact only thanks to Shorebird strength and conditioning coach Liz Pardo. Because Liz is effervescent as she is. Wants to try to get to know these guys as quickly as she can. Just 4 weeks left in the season, asked Weston for 3 fun facts. 0-1, swung on and missed, pitched down and in, it's 0-2. And Weston, credit to him, had his fun facts ready. And the man is the owner of, the course of his life, a various array of exotic pets. 0-2, Seamus swings, hits it off the hands, foul down the first base side in the air. Still 0-2. Currently, it is some sort of African frog named Frank, which I believe came after Weston said he had a bearded lizard in high school. Need to find out more details here, but Weston certainly likes to keep things a little flavorful. 0-2, slider in the dirt. Seamus tried to check his swing, but he went around. He's down on strikes. And that's the first career strikeout for Cam Weston. So 2 outs here in the 6th. Good job by Weston after lining the leadoff single. Fly out, now a strikeout. And Meredith still over at first. Now the top of the order, it's Edinson Paulino. Paulino's 1-for-2. He doubled his last time up. Swings the first pitch here. Hits a soft liner into right for a base hit. Meredith goes up to second. He stops there. It's a throw in very quick from DeSone. First and second now, 2 outs, and that'll bring up Eduardo Lopez. So the go-ahead run in scoring position now for the Red Sox here in the last of the 6th. Shorebirds have battled back from 4-0 down after the first inning. Tied it up at 5-5. But Weston in his first inning out of the bullpen in a bit of a pickle. 2 on, 2 out. And the pitch coming home to Eduardo Lopez. Swing and a miss. Slider down and in. That's nasty. Strike one. Lopez calls time, steps out. Switch hitter batting left. Drove in 3 runs back on Tuesday. Drove in 2 more yesterday. Now 21 in the season. 5 this series. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt again. This time Lopez thinks better of it. Lays off. 1-1. Weston leans in for the side. sees something he likes, comes set. The pitch. Lopez swings, lines it the other way, into left, that's a base hit. Meredith flies around third, here comes Prado with a throw in, it goes to third. Meredith scores without a play, and Salem retakes the lead here in the sixth. It's an RBI single for Eduardo Lopez, and Salem leads it 6-5. Paulino goes up to second. Lopez aboard at first. His third straight game with an RBI. Now driven in sixth this week. First and second, two outs, and Brainer Bonacci, the batter. Switch hitter steps in from the left side. He bats third. 0 for 2 today. Two flyouts to center. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased a split-fingered changeup down and away. 0-1. Two on, two out still for Salem, now up by a run. West in the set and the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Bonacci lays off. 1-1. Weston gets his sign, comes set. Look to second. Now holds. And the pitch. Runner takes off for third. Pitch swung on and missed. Throw will go through to second. And Willems, did he get him or not? Are they calling that batter's interference? What's the deal? They're calling the runner's back, but the runner at second was thrown out. So the Shorebird should have the pick of what happened. No. That is not how that should be called. Should the play unfold, the Shorebirds get the choice of the better outcome. This is the wrong call. Oh, no. They're calling batter's interference. But the way it should work is the way the play unfolds, the Shorebirds get to take the better of the options of what happens. So it's 1-2 on Bonacci after the batter's interference negates the caught stealing. Willems had thrown out Lopez at second. That should have been the inning. 1-2 pitch. Bonacci swings and hits it out of play. 1-2. It's similar to when there's a balk. If the pitch comes home and the batter still hits the ball with the balk call, should he end up with a base hit or, say, a homer? The batting team gets to choose whether or not they want the balk enforced. And I believe that that's the same way with catchers or with hitters' interference. Two on, two out, and the 1-2 pitch. It's down and away. Ball and two strikes. And if what I'm thinking is accurate, then man, this umpiring crew has had an absolutely brutal night. I don't mean to harp on it, but throw back to second and back in with the dive is Paulino. Yeah. If you see batter's interference, but the catcher gets the throw off anyway and succeeds in retiring the runner, then ignore the interference. Pitch home to Bonacci's chopped foul first base side. So that's an absolutely blown call. Because Lopez was thrown out at second by 10 steps. This inning should have been over 5 minutes ago. It's rule 603A. Man. 2-2. Bonacci swings, hits it in the air to center, chases Beavers back, front of the warning track, he'll have room and put it away. So The potentially blown call ends up not affecting anything except making Weston throw a few more pitches. Salem takes the lead on an RBI single for Eduardo Lopez. On to the seventh, it's Salem 6, Delmarva 5, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. And with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is always sad.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
The Shorebirds are back in town August 23rd through the 28th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Lynchburg Hillcats. On Thursday, August 25th, the Shorebirds are hosting their first ever Maryland Pride Hawaiian shirt giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction Inc. Friday, August 26th, it's a Cedric Mullins bobblehead giveaway with a special post-game fireworks show presented by Purdue. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Top of the seventh, it's Salem 6, Delmarva 5 now. After an RBI single for Eduardo Lopez gives Salem the lead back. Adam Crampton leads it off for the Birds against Luis De La Rosa. And the first pitch fastball is on the inside corner for strike one. Red Sox scoring with two outs in the last of the sixth. After Delmarva, who trailed by four after an inning, had rallied all the way back to tie it at five. The pitch to Crampton, he breaks his bat on a flare down the right field line. That's a foul, it's 0-2. And I'm still trying to wrap my head around that blown call last inning on the catcher's or on the batter's interference. Because I don't think Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr. would have overlooked something like that. He's been around baseball long enough that he knows the rules. And unless it was called as umpire's interference, but I thought I saw home plate umpire Brian Laws point to the hitter Bonacci. That should have been a caught stealing. O2 pitch. Crampton swings and misses, chased down and away. Three straight strikeouts for Luis De La Rosa out of the Red Sox bullpen. One gone here in the seventh. Pitch home to Elio Prado, misses down and away for ball one. One out, top of the seventh. Shorebirds down a run. The pitch. Prado swings. It's a ground ball to the second baseman, Bonacci. A shuffle step to his left. He grabs it, throws to first, and retires Prado for the second out here in the seventh. Brings up the DH, Judd Fabian, having another good day at the plate. He's 2-for-3. Singled in the first and doubled back in the fifth. Right-handed batter against the righty De La Rosa, who's retired five straight out of the bullpen. First pitch breaking ball splits the middle for strike one. Top of the seventh, Salem 6, Delmarva 5. Delmarva batting. Trying to come back from yet another deficit here today. 0-1 pitch. Fabian takes down low. Ball and a strike. One. Fabian takes down and away, skips in. Two balls, one strike.
2-1. Fabian rips it down the left field line. That's in for a base hit, and it one hops up against the wall. Fabian racing around first. Here's the throw to second, and he's in with a feet first slide. Judd Fabian with yet another extra base hit. He's 2-for-3 today with 2 doubles, and in his first 3 games here at the Shorebirds, he's now doubled 4 times and homered as well. 3-for-4 yet again. Brings up Isaac De Leon with now the go-ahead, or tying run rather, out at second. Our Dylan Beavers the hitter. Get it right eventually, the pitch. Beavers takes breaking ball on the outside half for strike one. Beavers 0-for-3 today. He did have an RBI ground out his last time up. Fabian at second, he's the tying run. 6-5 Red Sox, top of the 7th. And the pitch. Beavers takes just a little high. Maybe. 1-1. Beavers has now driven in 4 in his first 3 games here with the Shorebirds. 1-1 pitch. Beavers swings. It's a ground ball up the middle and into center. A base hit. Fabian comes racing around third. He'll score without a play. And Dylan Beavers, a clutch 2-out RBI single here in the 7th, has tied the game at 6. Pitch got in on his hands. He was able to muscle it just enough. Up in the middle into center, as out to the mound goes the pitching coach Nick Green for Salem. And after Salem struck with 2 outs in the last half inning, Delmarva responds to tie it. Now Isaac De Leon comes up with a chance for the Shorebirds to maybe grab the lead for the first time tonight. So now De Leon after the meeting on the mound. Beavers at first, he is a threat to run. Stolen 3 bases through his first 2 games. Throw over to first, he's back in standing. The pitch to De Leon, it's a breaking ball on the inside corner for strike one. De Leon is 0-for-2 today. A sac fly RBI his last time up. The pitch. He chases a fastball high. 0-2. Beavers at first following his game-tying RBI single here in the top of the 7th. Takes his lead held on by Mexicano. De La Rosa set. Here's the pitch. And De Leon takes a slider outside. No balls, 2 strikes. One and two on De Leon. Beavers dances away from first, a throw over, and it's fired right by Mexicano. All the way to the sidewall off the tarp. Beavers up to second. He'll chug all the way to third on the throwing error from the pitcher De La Rosa. And the Shorebirds now with the go-ahead run 90 feet away with 2 outs in the 7th. Wild pitch, pass ball, error, anything. Brings home Beavers now. 6 all the score, top of the 7th. Red Sox and Shorebirds. 1 and 2 on De Leon. De La Rosa from the belt, the pitch. And the fastball is way high. 2-2. De De Leon swings and misses. Can't connect on a good breaking ball off the outside edge. De La Rosa strikes him out. Limits the damage here in the seventh. But the Shorebirds tie it. RBI single for Dylan Beavers. On to the last of the seventh. It's time to stretch. It's now Delmarva 6 and Salem 6 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Hope you had a good stretch. It's now Delmarva 6 and Salem 6 here in the bottom of the 7th. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds get a 2-out RBI single from Dylan Beavers. The top of the 7th to tie things up. Cam Weston back to work. His first pitch to Chase Meidroff. It's breaking ball down and away for ball 1. Weston allowed a run last inning. Gave Salem the lead, but no worry. It's a tie game again. Meidroff, the cleanoff man, leads it off, and the 1-0 pitch is bounced foul down the third baseline. 1-1. Meidroff, a solo homer back in the third, his second of the season for Salem. Came off Edgar Portes, who went 4 2/3 after Juan de los Santos, the Birds' starter, lasted just 1 out. Now Weston on here for the 7th, and then I believe the pitch. This is down and away for ball 2. Did it? Will be Keegan Gillis down the stretch the rest of the way after. Had to take a guess at things. 2-1 on Meidroff. Here's the pitch. And he swings, hits it on the ground to short to his right. Ben Cosme gobbles it up, fires across in time to get Meidroff for the first out here in the 7th. That brings up the first baseman, Roberto Mexicano. 1-for-2 with an RBI. Right-handed batter. First pitch from Weston. Mexicano swings and misses. Down and away for strike 1. One of Weston's best performances was one of his last, wearing the maize and blue during the Big Ten tournament. 0-1 pitch, misses down and away. 1-ball, 1-strike. Big Ten tournament-wise, he pitched extremely well and then was also named to the NCAA Louisville Regional Team. 1-1 pitch, misses again. Down and outside, 2-1. Closed down an NCAA tournament win against Louisville, the hosts. 2 scoreless innings, one day after he earned the win against Oregon with 2 1/3 scoreless. 2-1 pitch is chopped to Romero on the first hop. He has it. Dart across the diamond in time to get Mexicano by a step. 2 outs on 2 ground balls here in the 7th. So 2 outs, nobody on. That brings up Jean-Frank Salazar. He's 0-for-3, has hit into a couple of the fielder's choices. Salem 6, Delmarva 6, home half of the 7th. Red Sox batting. The pitch to Salazar is another ground ball, this time foul. third base side, 0-1. Salazar swings and pops it out of play, first base side. No balls, two strikes. Weston looking to bounce back after giving up a run in the sixth. The 1-2-3 seventh. The 0-2. It's swung on, foul tipped, held on to by the catcher Willems for the final out here in the seventh. 1-2-3 for Cam Weston. His second strikeout out of the pen. On to the eighth. Salem 6, Delmarva 6. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Getting late and it's still a tie game. 6-6. Shorebirds and Red Sox top of the eighth. Frederick Benkozme leads it off for the Birds against Luis De La Rosa. Gave up a two-out RBI single to Dylan Beavers last inning that tied the game. First pitch from De La Rosa to Benkozme is a fastball outside. Ball one. Benkozme is 1-for-3. He's singled and struck out twice. Left-handed batter. The righty De La Rosa kicks and deals. And the pitch misses outside for ball two. Hunter Dobbins went the first 5 for Salem, allowed 5 runs, 6 hits, 2 walks, struck out 9. 2-0. Benkozme swings, rolls over a grounder to first, and the short hop Mexicano has it. The first baseman takes it to the bag himself to retire Benkozme. One gone here in the third. De La Rosa retired the side in order in the sixth, got the first two outs in the seventh before giving up a double to Fabian. And then Beaver singled him home. Now one out, nobody on for Michael Deson. Right-handed hitter. 1-for-3 today in the first pitch. Breaking ball misses up and in. Ball one. Deson came into the day hitting .235. 1-0 pitch. He swings, breaks his bat on a grounder straight at the second baseman Bonassi. Picks down, bends it up, or bends down, picks it up, throws to first, and retires Deson. Two up, two down here in the eighth. Picks up, bends down, I guess just doesn't work out the same way. Reverse order. Order of operation still matters in baseball just as much as math. Except there's no PEMDAS. Here's Noelbert Romero. Two outs, nobody on in the first pitch. He swings and hits it out of play. Right field side. No balls and strike. Shorebird, 6 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. Red Sox, 6 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors. All tied up, top of the 8th. De La Rosa, the rock and the pitch. And Romero, a weak tapper foul. Third base side. So in 2. And 2 on Noelbert Romero. RBI double back in the second. He's 1-for-2 tonight. The pitch. Fastball is high. One ball, two strikes. One, two. Romero swings, lines it the other way. That's into right center field for a base hit. Center fielder Seamus cuts it off, fires back in, holds Romero to just a single here with 2 outs in the eighth. So it was eighth inning, or rather two-out magic last inning for the Shorebirds in the seventh. Can they do it again here in the eighth? Fabian got it started in the seventh with a double. Beaver singled him in. Now here in the eighth, Romero has singled. That brings up Creed Willems. Creed is 1-for-2, striven in 2 runs, a sac fly, and an RBI double. Left-handed hitter, Romero at first, he can run. Here's the pitch, and Willems takes on the outside corner, strike one. On the season, Noel Bird is 15-for-20, stealing bases, 75%. 0-1. Willems swings, foul tips it, held onto by Donlin. No balls, two strikes. Willems digs back in, taps the plate. De La Rosa, third base side of the rubber. He's set at the belt. Romero at first. Here's the pitch. And Willems swings and misses out in front of a breaking ball down and away. De La Rosa strikes him out. His fifth out of the bullpen. And that does it for the Shorebirds here in the eighth. They strand a man aboard onto the last of the eighth. It's still tied at 6 between the Shorebirds and Red Sox here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
The Shorebirds are back at Purdue Stadium this week. On Saturday, August 27th, it's a special post-game fireworks show and Go Purple Night presented by Wicomico Goes Purple, Worcester Goes Purple, and Somerset Rains Purple. Save time, buy your tickets at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Bottom half of the eighth, it's still tied at 6 between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox. Carson King takes over for Cam Weston on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Weston, in his professional debut, goes 2 innings, allows a run on 3 hits, doesn't walk anybody, strikes out 2. Carson King now on the hill, trying to bring this home for the Birds, or at least just keep it tied. First pitch to Kier Meredith. This is outside for ball 1. King, 6'2", 207-pound righty, making his second outing this week, his fifth of the season. 0-1 with a 9.45 ERA from the stretch is 1-0. It's fouled out of play, third base side, 1-1. King threw back on Tuesday. Gave up 4 runs, 1 earned. 4 hits, 3 strikeouts. The pitch, Meredith takes just down and away. 2 balls and a strike. Meredith is perfect on the day. He's doubled, singled, and walked. Left-handed batter. King shoulder high set. Here's the 2-1. Fastball just a little outside. 3-1. Carson, 6 2/3 innings. He struck out 7 and walked 6. The pitch. Meredith swings in, tops a grounder over to first. De Leon back at the back has it. Takes it to the base himself, retires Meredith. One gone here in the eighth. Had a really awesome conversation with Carson earlier today. If you don't know it, Carson, I don't know if he'd call himself fluent or not, but he's pretty much fluent to me in Spanish. Said he didn't really grow up learning too much Spanish, but just so happened over the past couple of years, well, half of his family is Cuban. First pitch to Matthew Donlin. It's down and away for ball one. And Carson said during the pandemic he lived with the side of his family that is Cuban down in Tampa. That's where he went to college. He said he was actually born and lived a little bit up in Pennsylvania, the 1-0. Donlin checks his swing appeal to first, and Shea Graham says he went around strike one. Carson born originally in State College. But anyways, lived for quite a while with his side of the family that's Cuban in Tampa. 1-1. Donlin swings, lines it the other way towards right center. That's down for a base hit. On a hop, Deson has it. The right fielder throws it back in. It's a one-out single for Donlin, eight-hole hitter. And the Red Sox have to go ahead run aboard here in the eighth. Carson said his knowledge of Spanish was pretty rudimentary. A couple of courses in college, high school, things of that nature, and obviously just his family in general, as we're going to get a pinch runner here. Tyler Miller comes off the bench, and he'll run for Donlin at first and then presumably be replaced. Actually, he'll probably swap positions with Roberto Mexicano, who's currently playing first. Miller will play first next inning. So it's Miller over at first now. He's got really good speed. And the batter is Carson Semus. King said, here's the pitch. And Semus slashes it out of play, right field side. Strike one. Miller on the season is 17 for 19, stealing bases. But anyways, back to King and his Spanish. When he lived with his family in Tampa, he had them 0-1. Semus takes up and in, nearly hit him. 1-1. They spoke Spanish around him, and he said little by little he eventually was able to cobble together enough knowledge and essentially now is fluent. He said he now watches TV shows in Spanish, music in Spanish, everything. 1-1 pitch. Semus swings, breaks his bound, a grounder up the middle. Ben Cosme has it, tries to go for a behind-the-back glove flip, but it's nowhere close to second, and everybody's safe. That was the only chance Ben Cosme had. That'll be an infield single. First and second, one out. And Carson said that basically by having full immersion around his family, they were constantly talking to him in Spanish. So I think part of that broken bat got the home plate umpire Brian Laws. His crewmate Shea Graham checks in on him. But Carson said the immersion of living with his family like that, and he said actually his cousins didn't take it easy on him at all. He said that while his aunts and uncles, his grandparents, would speak slower for him, it was his cousins who were actually the hardest on him. They'd speak the fastest. But eventually Carson picked it up, and now he said that being around baseball has really helped him learn even more. Because he's constantly talking to the guys in the bullpen who are from the Latin American countries. Top of the order, here's Edinson Paulino. First and second, one out, the pitch. It's down the dirt, Willems blocks it. Ball one. Tied at six, top of the eighth, or bottom of the eighth, beg your pardon. Shorebirds and Red Sox here on Thursday night. Series tied, game apiece. Carson said that being able to pick the minds of some of the other Latin guys, he's found out the differences between the Spanish languages, between cultures. 1-0 pitch is down and away for ball two. How Cuban Spanish is different from Puerto Rican. Now Puerto Rican can even be different from the Dominican Republic version of Spanish. Different dialects depending on where you are. All geography based. The 2-0. Breaking ball is in there for a called strike. Willems and King, they weren't on the same page there. But it all ends up okay. 2-1. First and second, 1-0. King's pitch, and Paulino takes just outside. Can't get the call with the off-speed pitch. 3-1. On deck, Eduardo Lopez. Tied at 6, bottom of the 8th. King, although he speaks two languages, only wants one right now, and that's out, the pitch. Fastball is just outside. Paulino thought it was a strike. Willems thought it was a strike. King thought it was a strike. But the only person whose opinion mattered, Brian Laws, he thought it was outside. Paulino stood at the plate, flabbergasted that that pitch wasn't called a strike. And I'm up here in the press box thinking the same thing. So the bases are loaded with one out. Salem in prime position now to reclaim the lead. Bottom of the 8th, tied at 6. Corners play in, middle infield back for Eduardo Lopez. He's 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner for strike one, and that pitch was further outside than the one that just allegedly missed to Paulino. Sometimes when it rains, it pours, but man. 0-1. Breaking ball, same spot, it's 0-2. So King has rebounded nicely here to jump ahead on Lopez, 0-2. Base is juiced, one out. Lopez gave the Sox the lead with an RBI hit back in the 6th. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball misses high. 1-2. King picks up the leg and the pitch. Misses down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. King surrounded on the mound, bases loaded, one out in the 8th. Tie game, the pitch. Breaking ball down and in. And Lopez hasn't taken the bat off his shoulder. Seen 5 pitches, taken them all, and it's now full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, with nowhere to put it. Shorebirds walked 5 batters back in the 1st, including walking in a run. It's been 1 walk here in the 8th, but now 3-2 on Lopez. Bases loaded, here's the pitch. And Lopez swings and misses. King got him. Fastball down and in. And Carson King with the biggest out of the game so far. 2 gone here in the 8th. That brings up Rainer Bonassi, and what a matchup this is. Bonassi homered off of King back on Tuesday. It was a mammoth shot out to right center. Now King needs to retire him to send this game to the 9th, still tied. First pitch. Bonassi, a big rip and a miss. Chased a breaking ball down and away. 0-1. Miller at third. He's the go-ahead run. Seamus at second. Paulino at first. The pitch. Curve ball outside corner. That's a beauty. 0-2. King a strike away from stranding the bases loaded here in the 8th. Tied at 6. King set. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball down and away. 1-2. And Miller at 3rd charging hard down the line trying to draw King's attention. Trying to get him to balk. Bonassi is 0-for-3 tonight. Ball and 2 strikes, 2 outs. Base is loaded, the pitch, and Bonassi lines it the other way into left of base, and Miller scores around 3rd. Here comes Seamus. The ball goes under Prado's glove. Now around 3rd, here comes Paulino, and he scores without a play. The bases are cleared on Brainer Bonassi's single to left, and Salem leads it 9-6 here in the 8th. Credit Bonassi with 2 RBIs, and then the error for Prado in left allows another run to score. King was a strike away from getting out of this jam. Instead, 3 runs score. Now Chase Mydra. And as the Shorebirds learned last night, have to keep it to a three-run game now before this game goes to nine. The pitch. Mydroth takes down and away. Ball one. One oh. Mydroth takes another curve ball down and away. Two balls, no strikes. Mydroth homered back in the third. That's his only hit of the game. One for four. King ball behind his back. Now comes set. Here's the 2-0. And Mydroth takes a fastball in the dirt. 3-0. Here on Mydroth, your Roberto Mexicano on deck. Don't want to see out at second, two outs. The pitch. Curveball is down the dirt, and King walks Mydroth. Popping out of the Shorebirds dugout is the pitching coach, Joe Hamacher. He'll go and chat with King here. Three runs home here in the eighth for Salem. They've taken the lead 9-6. Brainer Bonassi, a two-run single with an error on the play, allowing another run to score. So the meeting on the mound now adjourned. And Mexicano hits with runners at first and second, two outs. Mexicano a single back in the third. He also forced home a run with a walk back in the first. He's one for three overall. First pitch. It's outside for ball one with a slider. Right on right matchup. 1-0 pitch. Mexicano swings. It's a flare in a shallow right center. Beavers on the run. He won't get there. Has to play it on a couple of hops. Bonassi scores from second, going first to third. Mydroth. It's an RBI single for Roberto Mexicano. And the Red Sox now lead by 10. Salem 10, Delmarva, or lead by 4. Salem 10, Delmarva 6 here in the eighth. And that brings up Jean-Frank Salazar, the ninth man to hit here in the inning. Salem has batted around for the second time tonight. Salazar 0 for 4. Grounded into two fielder's choices, is grounded to short and struck out. Taking off from first now is Mexicano, and he's into second without a play. But King even balked as he stepped off. King tried to step off and look at Mexicano, who was taking off for second, but he flinched. And that balks in a run. Mydroth scores. 11-6 Salem, as the Shorebirds have imploded here with two outs in the eighth. Five runs have scored. Man at second, two outs. No count on Salazar. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball fouled off his foot. Strike one. Oh, one. This is outside for ball one. Ball and a strike on Salazar, the pitch. He swings and nubs it foul down the third baseline. 1-2. Salazar off the hands of ground ball down the third baseline. Romero gobbles it up, fires across, and retires Salazar for the final out here in the eighth. But Salem plates five, all with two outs to take the lead. On to the ninth. Shorebirds need five to tie, six to take the lead. It's Salem 11, Delmarva 6 after eight here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the ninth. Let's see if the Shorebirds have any more ninth inning magic left in them. They trail by five. Here at the start of the ninth, Salem 11, Delmarva 6. Five runs in the last eighth for the Red Sox with two outs to reclaim the lead. Shorebirds trail 4-0 after one. They never led for a pitch of this game. Adam Crampton, beg your pardon, leads it off for the Shorebirds. Defensive change to tell you about for the Red Sox. Mexicano is now catching while Tyler Miller stays in the game. He's playing first base. Miller pinch ran for Matthew Donlin last inning. Crampton 0-for-3, 9-hole hitter, faces Luis De La Rosa, whose first pitch breaking ball is on the inside corner. Strike one. De La Rosa, over three innings now, has allowed just a run, struck out five. Hasn't walked anybody, given up three hits. 0-1. Crampton swings and fouls it back. 0-2. Crampton has struck out twice and grounded to short. O-2 pitch. Crampton swings. It's a soft grounder towards the right of first. Miller picks it up, flips to De La Rosa. Dead sprint on the run covering. He's able to catch, tap the bag, and retire Crampton for the first out here in the ninth. That's a very nice play by Miller. Freshly inserted. First baseball always finds the new guy. He's playing wide of the bag at first and had to range him in farther to his right. Not a bad play. Top of the order now, Delio Prado. He's 0-for-3. Walked and scored back in the fifth. First pitch. Fastball is outside for ball one. Prado swings, tags down towards right center. Simmons on the run, and he is able to reel in the liner. Man, Prado scorched that baseball. but it hung up just a little bit too long. And Simmons, a good jump out in center, able to bring it in the right center gap. And with two away, that leaves it up to Judd Fabian. Salem, 11 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors. Shorebirds, 6 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. Shorebirds trailed 4-0 after 1, but a 5-run 8th for Salem as they bookend their night with massive innings, sending 9 to the plate. First pitch to Fabian, it's outside for ball 1. Scored 4 in the 1st, 5 in the 8th, accounting for 9 of their runs. Fabian 3-for-4 tonight, 2 doubles the pitch. Checks his swing on a pitch up, appeal to first, and Shea Graham says he held up. Ball 2. Fabian made the final out of last night's game, representing the tying run. Deep fly to left. Kier Meredith made a great play on. 2-0 pitch is cut on and missed. 2-1. Two outs, top of the 9th. Luis De La Rosa trying to go the final 4 for Salem. Here's the pitch. Fabian swings and misses, beat by a fastball inside. And the Shorebirds down to their final strike. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, top of the 9th. Shorebirds trail 11-6. Here's the pitch. And Fabian drills one deep left center. Simmons on the run, he lays out. He won't get it, it goes to the warning track. Fabian around first, he coasts into second with his 3rd double of the game. And we play on for one more batter. Fabian 4-for-5 with 3 doubles tonight. And he has just mashed here with the Shorebirds. He's now 8-for-13 with 5 extra base hits. So OPS, it's got to be bordering on 2,000 now, if not above it. Now Dylan Beavers, 1-for-4. He's driven in 2. First pitch. It's down the middle, off-speed pitch, strike 1. A 1 pitch. Fastball inside, and that clipped Beavers on his shoulder. And the Shorebirds, 2 outs, just a little bit of life. And suddenly those runs that Salem did tack on once again proves prescient. Instead of the Shorebirds being down by 3 and now having the tying run at the plate, they're down by 5. And the tying run remains in the hole, down on the bench. First and second, 2 outs for Isaac De Leon. He's hitless today. 0-for-3 with a sacrifice fly. The pitch. It's down the dirt. Gets away to Mexicano's right. And the runners advance on the wild pitch. So the Shorebirds certainly not making this easy. Here on the Red Sox with 2 outs in the 9th. De Leon, a big swing and a miss, way out in front of a breaking ball. One and one. Second and third, 2 outs, top of the 9th. Salem 11, Delmarva 6, the pitch. De Leon fouls it back and out of play. And the Shorebirds are down to their final strike. Ends the big innings tonight that have killed the Shorebirds. 4 in the 1st for Salem, 5 in the 9th. Now the Birds down 5 here in the 9th, 5 in the 8th for Salem. The Birds now down 5 here in the 9th. De Leon calls time and steps out. One and two on De Leon, the pitch. And De Leon swings and misses. The ball goes to the backstop, though. Fabian comes in to score. De Leon safe hit first. And the Shorebirds, with 2 outs in the 9th, have played it a run and live on for another batter. Now to the mound goes the Red Sox manager, Luke Montz. There's nobody up in the Salem bullpen. So this is just an all-hands-on-deck meeting about what in the world are the Red Sox doing. Salem one out away from a win. Got the first two outs of the frame. Fabian doubled. Beavers hit by a pitch. Both advanced on wild pitches, and then another wild pitch brought in a run. And it's now Salem 11, Delmarva 7. And the tying run is in the on-deck circle. Because of course it is. Frederick Benkozme, the batter. First and third, two outs. And Salazar over at third better be careful. He's playing back. Nobody holding on De Leon. He takes off for second. First pitch misses down and in for ball one. Benkozme so adept at dropping down bunts for base hits that in this kind of situation to get the tying run to the plate, it actually makes a lot of sense. Benkozme 1-for-4 today, hitting above 350, the 1-0. He swings and puts a charge into one, deep down to right, back towards the wall, it's gone! Frederick Benkozme, his third homer of the season, and the Shorebirds are backed within a run here in the ninth. It's a three-run shot. It's now Salem 11 and Delmarva 10. And the Birds bring the tying run to the plate in the ninth for a second straight night after trailing by more than five. Absolutely ludicrous. And there's nobody up in the Salem bullpen and not enough time to bring him in anyways. Because here comes Michael Desome, the tying run. Three-run homer for Benkozme as the first pitch to Desome is in for a called strike. Absolutely absurd. Desome is 1-for-4 today. Here's the pitch. Takes down the dirt that got off the leg of the catcher Mexicano. 1-1. Desome has homered just twice this season. Shorebirds down a run here in the eighth, or in the ninth, the pitch. It's down and away for ball two. For a second straight night, the Shorebirds trailing by more than five going into the ninth have brought the tying run to the plate. 2-1 pitch. Desone, a big rip, comes up empty, and the Shorebirds down to their final strike again. Two outs, top of the ninth. Salem 11, Delmarva 10, the 2-2. Desone takes a breaking ball dirt, and the count runs full. The payoff pitch to Desone. He swings and fouls it back. Still 3-2. Shorebirds have played some absolutely wacky games here in Salem, trying to add this one to the list. One more run. Down by a run. 3-2 pitch coming home, and Desone swings and misses. And the Red Sox hold on by the skin of their teeth. That's the ball game. Their final score, it's the Salem Red Sox 11 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 10. Shorebirds make it interesting for a second straight night, but fall short just by one batter again, leaving the tying run at the plate for the second straight game. Final score tonight, Red Sox 11, Shorebirds 10. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back with totals and a recap. Your final score one more time, it's the Salem Red Sox 11 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 10. Post-game show coming up next. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com. Back at Carilion Clinic Field here from Salem, Virginia, it's time again for the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Sam Jelinek with you as the Shorebirds battle. They battle back hard, but fall just a run short, leaving the tying run at the plate for the second straight day. Salem 11, Delmarva 10 here on Thursday night from Salem, Virginia. Let's go ahead and break down how this one happened. Things looked bleak at the start. Juan de los Santos got just one out in the first inning. He allowed four runs in total, two earned. So he walked his first three that he faced, ended up walking in a run. Then a fielder's choice, compounded with his own error, allowed two more runs to score before he was lifted for Edgar Portes, who allowed one more run to score in the inning. Shorebirds cut their deficit in half, though, with two runs in the second. RBI double for Noelbert Romero, Creed Williams a sac fly in RBI. Salem extended it out to a three-run lead again. Chase Mydroth, a solo homer, opening up the third. Shorebirds got a run back in the fourth. Creed Williams, second RBI of the game, an RBI double, and then tied the game. After Elio Prado walked, Judd Fabian doubled to lead off the fifth. Dylan Beavers scored Prado with a ground ball, and then Isaac De Leon, a sac fly, tied the game. We stayed at 5-all for another inning and a half. Till in the bottom of the sixth, Eduardo Lopez, an RBI single for Salem, put the Red Sox up 6-5. Birds tied it at 6, though, with two outs in the 7th. Dylan Beavers, an RBI single. Stayed at 6-all until the bottom of the 8th. Two outs, bases loaded. Carson King, a strike away from getting out of the jam. Brandon Bonassi, a two-run single to left. Error on the play allowed another run to score. After a walk, men at 1st and 3rd. Balk allowed a run to score before Roberto Mexicano, an RBI single, made it 11-5. Things seemed like they were done and dusted. Two outs, top of the 9th. First two had been retired. Judd Fabian then doubled. Dylan Beavers was hit by a pitch. Wild pitch advanced both to second and third when Isaac De Leon struck out. But the pitch went to the backstop. De Leon was safe at first to run score. And then Frederick Pencosme stepped up and drilled a three-run homer out to right. Just like that, it was a one-run game. But Michael Deson, two outs, nobody on, the tying run of the plate, struck out to end the game. And Salem held on by the skin of their teeth for an 11-10 win. Final line score in this one. For Salem, it's 11 runs on 11 hits, 3 errors. They strand 7. Delmarva, 10 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors. They strand 5. Luis De La Rosa picks up the wins. He gives up 5 runs over 4 innings, no walks, 7 strikeouts. He's now 2-1 for Salem. Carson King suffers the loss. He's 0-2 now. Allows 5 runs in an inning. 4 hits, 2 walks, 1 strikeout. We started at 7:06, finished at 9:48. Time of game, 2 hours and 42 minutes. In front of 3,129 here from Carilion Clinic Field in Salem, Virginia. With the loss, the Birds fall to 38-72 on the season. They are now 17-28 in the second half and 20-37 on the road, losing their second straight game. With the victory, Salem is now 57-53 overall, 22-22 in the second half, 31-26 at home, and they've won back-to-back games, taking a 2-1 series lead. Go ahead, get you some out-of-town scores now. First, for Birdland, the Orioles fell to the Cubs 3-2 at Camden Yards today before they start an all-important weekend series here going into playoff mode down the stretch. Bowie, Clobber, Somerset, 10-2. Connor Norby, Colton Cowser, both homer. Familiar names to Shorebirds fans. Norfolk, they lose to Durham by a final of... Oh, no. And there goes my scoreboard. Give me one moment, por favor. This is less than ideal. Of course, it happens now. Here we go. Norfolk falls to Durham 10-4. And Aberdeen clobbers Asheville 12-1. Billy Cook, Isaac Baloney, both go yard. Carolina League scores for you. Charleston in a doubleheader against Augusta. Charleston took game one 6-5. Looks like Augusta will win game two. They lead it right now 7-5. Lynchburg shuts out the Fred Nats 2-0. Down east clobbers Myrtle Beach 12-4. Carolina 10-5 over Fayetteville. And Columbia walks it off on Kannapolis 4-3, the final there from Segret Park. Those are all the scores on people and places that you care about. So let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. Shorebirds will try to even up the series again on Friday night here from Salem, Carilion Clinic Field. 7:05 first pitch, 6:50 for the pregame show as always. It'll be Juan Nunez making his Shorebirds debut, acquired as part of the package in return for Jorge Lopez from the Minnesota Twins. He starts the Shorebirds, and it is still TBA for Salem, as Wickelman Gonzalez, who was supposed to start, he got promoted to High A. First pitch, 7:05. We'll talk to you for the pregame show at 6:50. That'll about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's game. Big thanks to everybody back at Purdue Stadium who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. One final time, your final score tonight, Salem 11, Delmarva 10. Shorebirds nearly rally. They score four times, two outs in the top of the ninth, but come up just short. So they had erased a four-run deficit earlier, but can't erase a five-run deficit in the ninth as they fall 11-10. Until tomorrow, we'll talk to you then. I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.